Well, welcome back, friends. This is episode 3 of the Love Builds podcast, and I hope you've been enjoying our journey along the way as we've been doing our best to connect you with the stories and some insights that hopefully are getting you encouraged for what our church is heading into. And today, I'm so glad I'm joined by our very own Ben and Jackie Rosenbusch. Many of you probably know Pastor Ben. He's been a worship leader with us. Now you're helping lead our creative teams, worship, production, even the team that's helping put this podcast together. That's kind of underneath this canopy that we call creative. And unsurprisingly, at least maybe this is unsurprising to me, you have a very creative spouse as well. So Jackie, from what I hear about you, you're an artist, and there's many things that you kind of give your creative energy to. I wonder, since many of our listeners probably know a little bit about Ben, do you want to share a little bit about some passion points you have, or what are some things that are in your world that allow you to kind of express this creative energy and creative passion that you have?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I'm an artist that wears a few different hats. I am a trained muralist, and that's my primary line of work. And I do a lot of work with communities in which I intend to express back to the community who they are through visuals and create opportunities for engagement and opportunities to allow people to feel like this is my mural, this is my space, and I've made that mark, and it creates a greater sense of place within, again, a space. The other two roles that I kind of play are set design for a circus for youth. So that is, again, having to think about how people will use the space and being intentional about considering what will foster the experience the best for both them and for the audience, and to create a whole, whole experience that is supporting the needs of everybody involved.
Is that a local production?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in St. Paul.
Got it. So that's two, and maybe one more?
Yeah. And then I'm also the chair of the Creative Placemaking Commission in Bloomington.
Great.
And our work is really just working on a city level to create culture, to create arts being incorporated into everyday life, and thinking ahead about what people might hope to experience in a place, and utilizing creatives to get us there. And that whole area of Bloomington has been like our pilot project.
Wow.
Just creating it into something that, like, a place people want to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, and I think that that's such beautiful language for us as the church, right? You know, part of what we're doing with Love Builds is it's this realization that we want the church to be a place where people feel a sense of belonging, a sense of connection, a sense that God's presence can make a difference and move in their life, whether it's through music or through teaching or through the community. But I don't think we can underestimate, and you're acknowledging this, how the space or the environments can make a difference too. So Ben, I don't know if you want to share a little bit about, I know that there's projects on this list, and we don't have to go into detail of that, but the whole theme here is some language that you both have shared with me that I've been so inspired by, moving place or thinking about a place moving into space and space into place. Can you give us a little bit of a, like, what's the dynamic between those two words?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's such a beautiful idea. And I'm not the originator, of course. I was in the car talking with Jackie, and she was talking about this because her commission and really the work of murals does this, where you take a space and it becomes a place where people want to be. And I love what is happening with Love Builds. It's so exciting what God's doing, the momentum. And part of what we want to aim at is looking at these spaces in which we gather and elements of them. And when God's Spirit fills us and fills a space, they become a place. So it transforms into a place of belonging, a place where the Spirit can work and transform lives. You know, so it's like a chair. A chair can be just a chair, but when God's at work, that chair becomes a place of belonging. This is your place. This is a place that we have thought about you, you know, and we're inviting you in a parking lot, you know, as boring as, you know, repaving a parking lot can be. This becomes a hospitality. We have thought about you. God is thinking about you through us. All the different things that we utilize, technology and mics and these kinds of elements that help undergird our praise and worship and our experience together, they become place-making tools.
Interesting.
So yeah, you know, these tools that we use and everything becomes tools of transformation, you know, when we're partnering with God in this way. Mm. And really secures a legacy for the next generation that, you know, our places might be places of worship, places of gathering, places of belonging that endure, you know, not just for us today, but for those that God's calling tomorrow.
Sure.
So that we are a part of legacy making, you know, in the places that we inhabit and create and see God use those. So that's a little bit of that idea and concept that we want to get Love Builds to get around too.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, it's such a, it's so unique. I've actually never interacted with that perspective before, like placemaking. And so Jackie, to you, it's the placemaking commission that you're a part of in Bloomington. So obviously it sounds like this idea or this kind of approach has been around for some time. Are there guiding principles or are there things that you and your team kind of work toward when you think about transforming space to place? Like is there a process that we need to go through in order to see that happen?
Well, I think that part of it is determining what your goal is and what are you working with? So for us, our goals change all the time, but we have guiding principles that we hope to tick the boxes of.
Sure.
This like urbanizing, animating, and then empowering the local stakeholders. So it's a very broad process, but with each year we focus with new goals.
Yeah, well, and I think that has such great application to where we're at Westwood, you know, where it's a 10-10-10 vision we've been talking about throughout this time, that Love Builds is the acceleration of that vision as we're here at the halfway point. So in one sense, it's like a doubling down on the goals that have been a part of who we are. Like, we want to see God's impact here, near, and far. But now, as we look at these next 5 years, there's also the realization that there are maybe new goals that emerge. And I think one of the things, and you've even mentioned it, Ben, just the desire to be more connected to the next generation and having our environments be welcoming, understanding, mindful of a new generation of churchgoers that are now finding their way back to church. But yeah, anything you want to pick up on that?
Well, I just love this conversation. And it makes me think everything communicates. Everything communicates. So what are our spaces communicating? Can they communicate place? And so that, you know, the colors on the wall aren't just colors on the wall, they're vision. They help us to feel something. And as we think about it too, like a good analogy is like, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, a house becoming a home.
That is a
space becoming a place.
Good.
And it's the spirit of love, the presence of love, and the thing that you feel when you go, that makes that a home. So when you go to somebody's house and you feel like, gosh, the spirit of hospitality is alive and well here, it's because you feel you belong. You feel all of a sudden a part of that family. You feel like you've been thought of and cared for. And so we want people to feel that when they enter our worship spaces so that it's a place prepared for them. Everything communicates that. And as we think about the next generation, what are their thoughts and concerns? How are they feeling like they're belonging? How are they feeling like, hey, they're thinking about us? You know, because guess who's thinking about them? God.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is always after them. And so he wants to use us in that way. So we can model our spaces to become places where our house becomes a home for people. So that always communicates.
Yeah, and, you know? And it's so scriptural, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think when we were just having this discussion a few weeks ago, you know, just this idea of place and space, my mind was drawn to, you know, the altar building work of the Israelites.
Yeah.
You know, and anywhere these ordinary spaces where God moved in ways where they felt freedom or they felt hope or they felt like there was a new mile marker in their journey, the Lord invited them to say, you should set up an altar here, because our tendency, our tendency as people is we tend to forget the things we should remember. And instead of remembering the things we should, you know, like we have this ability to just, it leaves us. And so to be called back to remember the things that God has done in our lives. The Israelites had to walk through that. And we as the church, I think we have the same kind of invitation that God moves in these spaces. They become places for many people because they could be like, that's the chair where I felt like right. I felt freedom. You know, that was the hallway where I had that conversation that God had a breakthrough in my life. That's, you know, that's the couch where I prayed with a pastor. And so just for us to be so mindful that this beautiful space that God has for us every Sunday, maybe sometimes every day of the week, somebody is finding a new place in their mm-hmm. faith because Amen. Of a moment that they've shared here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so beautiful, and that's the vision that we want to have. And of course, we are the temples now.
Yeah,
we are the place where the Holy Spirit resides. So these physical spaces around us, the tools, they undergird that. You know, yeah. we're the house of the Lord. You know, but we build these houses yeah. in that sense to for that transformation to happen.
For
and
sure.
I know even Jackie too is your team creates murals, and you're thinking about what the story is of the place in which it's made. So maybe there's a story that's happening
right.
and then that's commemorated in that mural sometimes, yeah. right? So that idea of altar building can become, how do we do that? It's a wonderful place for us to explore because I don't think yeah. we have all the answers
yep.
right now.
Indeed.
But we feel the energy and the invitation.
Yeah.
You know, to find, okay, through this Loves Builds, what God is doing through this community, how do we make our spaces into places in this way, and so that we can commemorate God's movement.
It's so true.
And it's not just that he moved yesterday.
Yeah.
It's that he's moving now,
yep.
and he's gonna move again. And so those places that can embody the future in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I love that.
So Jackie, as we wrap up, I kind of want to give you a last word here because I'm just so drawn to some of the work that you do. But if, you know, we have listeners here, there are leaders, there are folks that are really considering what their next step can be in terms of further participation in Love Builds and the movement that will then ensue. And this theme that we're talking about, that we have an invitation maybe to make place wherever God has us to be, that we don't just have to outsource that, if you will, to a commission or to an artist or to someone who's creative. Like I just feel the sense of you that all of us can be place makers. So is there any encouragement or kind of advice you would give to anyone who's listening? How can we be better place makers in our world today?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I just keep thinking about how like the church is a place that is for comfort and for challenge.
Mm.
And when we're intentional in the way we walk into a space, honoring that process of like, wow, this is a place where growth is happening. Mm-hmm. And I want to be aware of that. And I want to be receptive to it. We create the environment just by the way we walk into a room.
Sure.
And when we can be that for others, that's going to go beyond anything we can actually build or make. But I think that the building and making will become reflections of what we are actually being.
Yeah.
So it'll come from us if it's a true place that we abide in.
No, so well said.
It begins with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Not only do we have two artists, but we have two preachers ready to go. Well, again, my hope for you is that you're inspired by that. Yeah, I hear that our presence, I hope that's what you're catching. Our presence matters in this journey of placemaking, and your presence matters with us as we continue on this Love Builds journey. So again, my hope is that you're continuing to stay up to date, encouraged on the journey with us. And like I've been saying every week, remember this, March 9th, we're gathering together in another place in order to worship and bring glory and honor and praise to God as we set out on this Love Builds journey together. And then the whole church is going to come with us as well. So we'll see you March 9th and tune in for the next episode.